Okay, so we're continuing with the problem is that the Gemara says that if it's time of Sakana, then you could just light the candles and put them on their table, even though it's in private. Sakana, so you can't do it in public. You're going to get persecuted. So you have to put it in, on your table, and that's sufficient. So the question was, what kind of piersim is that?
Excuse me, where are we on the death?
Tana Rabbanan, near Chanukah, 3/5 of the way down the page.
But there's two, 3, 6, 9.
So what kind of piersim is that? Piersim which is hiding, you're hiding in, it's private. So how's that piersim? Right, that was the question we left with. And one solution is that it's piersim for the Bnei Bayis, for the people in the house. But by that logic, there have to be people in the house, it would seem. You know, but so it doesn't, so I don't think it's, so it doesn't say anything about needing people in the house. But I think Tosafot holds that it's really, it's a hacker for the people inside. It's piersim for the people inside. But then it would seem you need people inside. I think that's what Rabbi holds. Or, I remember hearing a shaila like that. If you live in like a basement with no window, so you can light in your house, but you should make sure, if you live alone, you should make sure you bring someone by to see your candles or something. So it's like piersim for somebody else. It's not just just for yourself, because the question is, how do you piersim for yourself? It's hard to understand. So that's our question. But if you don't say that you need someone there, which doesn't seem like it's not the simple pshat that's going on here, so then how does it pierce him? And how is it the mitzvah? How do I say there? So look, Neiros not pierce him? Is that not the mitzvah? It seems like it is. Okay, so there are two possible answers here. Okay, one answer is my brother's answer. He said, he wants to say that. See, it's not just lighting a candle. It's, in fact, there's a Gemara further. I don't know if we did it or you saw it or you know about it, but it says the idea of a shamash. That when you light it on your table, you have to have another ner to use the light. Like, in other words, you shouldn't make it that this is your functional kitchen light. Rather, you have to have a different candle which you're using, and this is like the ner of mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So he says this is like the idea of a ner of piersim. There's like two kinds of candles. There's a functional candle, and there's a non-functional candle. Okay, because functional means a candle for light, and then there's a candle for a memorial or a piersim, which means it's a candle to make a statement. There's a phenomenon like that. Lighting a candle with no function at all is a statement. Like sometimes people light candles on a guy's, grave.
What? So if you take a candle, you light it in the middle of the day and put it in the public street, people are going to think that's a memorial?
Yeah, that's what they do.
You just leave it and walk away, people are going to think it's a
memorial. Well, I mean, that's not really going to mean anything, so then I don't know what you'd really think, but if you put it on like a grave where people light candles at certain types of events, what?
Tree, someone dies by a tree.
Yeah, by a tree, they put candles there. There are things, there's like a phenomenon of lighting candles. A candle is, it symbolizes things. Whatever the point is, it's not a functional, a candle is a functional thing. Now when you light a candle in a place which is non-functional, like outside your door or something, where it's or removed somewhere where it's not part of your makom tashmish, so that's a demonstration, that's an action of, it's an action of piercing. Now here, so what he's saying is that the quality of lighting a non-functional candle is ma'aseh piersim. Now in general, it produces piersim. In general, it produces piersim. But here you have to do it in a way where the actual piersim doesn't take place, can't take place, right? Because you're hiding the thing. But he wants to say that conceptually the action of lighting a non-functional candle is defined as ma'aseh piersim. Okay, now in general, of course, you want to do it that the piersim will result, but it's like objectified as a ma'aseh of piersim. Objectively defined as a ma'aseh of piersim by the character of what you're doing. So ma'aseh of lighting, making, you know, putting up a thing, putting up something, you know, lighting a thing which is non-functional. Yeah, and that's why it's placed. It's not in your house, essentially. That's why you do it inside, you put it by your window or whatever. And that's like the Avashamish. You know, shamash is to show that that's not what you're using for your light. It's not a functional light. It's not because it's dark. It's not dark. You have another light. So you're lighting a now. The only difficulty is, you could argue, is that it's hard to say it's defined as a ma'aseh of piersim, where it's hidden. or it's objectively, like you'd think part of the definition of the Maisa of Pirsum is not just lighting a non-functional candle, but you'd think it's lighting a non-functional candle in public. You know what I mean? That's what you think. I mean, to say, so I think it's difficult to say that that's like the objectified definition of Pirsum doesn't include the word public. It seemed to be difficult. I mean, why now? Why isn't that part of the definition of the thing in public? And in private, it seemed to undermine the, you know, be against the objective definition. Yeah. So I think it's a good question. It's a strong question, I think, on it. It's hard to swear, but it's interesting. It's possible. But it's difficult. Okay, Zimmer had a different approach. Okay, and the idea is that if it comes down to what is Pearson? What is Pearson? So you say publicizing. But if I have to ask you, so to speak, like to what class of activities Pearson belongs? Like what type of activity is it? That's what I'm looking for. So like for instance, is it a subclass of some greater activity? Like what's the idea of Pearson? What type of activity, what class of activity does it belong? So I'm asking it in a very vague way. It's hard to know I'm getting it. But so I'll tell you the idea is, namely, it's an action of zechira, of causing, there's an event which took place historically, some time ago, whatever, and you want to, you're maintaining the knowledge of the event. Okay? You're maintaining the knowledge of the event through publicizing it. Okay? But the thing is like this, is that, you see, the idea of Pearson, though, is in a certain sense, it's a quantity in maintaining, in being zocher, remembering the event, or causing the event to be remembered. In other words, you could cause it to be remembered by you saying something, or you doing an action, and you personally cause it to be remembered by perpetuating its memory. Perpetuating its memory through you lighting a candle every Hanukkah. But you could perpetuate its memory through publicizing it, which is quantitatively even more perpetuating it. Right? But in other words, the difference between when you light a candle, so to speak, let's say it's a time of Sakana, and all the Jews can't light candles by the window, so they can't publicize the miracle. They can't perpetuate its memory through making a public demonstrations about it, but they could perpetuate it through every Jew does the mitzvah and is involved in the Hadlakas Neiros, and it's through the mitzvah itself the mitzvah is perpetuated, is remembered. So it's not that you're publicizing. So you can't say you're publicizing to yourself, but publicizing is a shiur, is a quantity, is the furthest extreme in memorializing an event, in making an event remembered. It's the furthest extreme. But you could have the least extreme one is when you just remember yourself. And you do an action which reminds you and again perpetuates the thing that it's the mitzvah is that every Jew is chayav to light the ner, and every Jew responds to that chayav. And the fact that the mitzvah exists and everyone responds to it maintains the existence through the structure of the mitzvah itself. And the action of lighting itself, it gives kiyum, gives permanence and lasting effect, memory to the mitzvah. So you're perpetuating the thing and causing it to be remembered through your lighting it in these years. Now, of course, when the sakana stops, so then you'll do it, then it will be perpetuated in the, you know, remembered in the fullest extent. But I guess the idea is that the Pearson is essential, but what Pearson is the fullest quantity of causing it to be remembered. And the least quantity could even be to yourself. And therefore that's what exists. B'shas zakana, that's all you could do. The smallest quantity, namely just maintaining its existence, continuing the thing. But that also continues it. The idea of Pearson is continuing the memory of the thing in the world. It's like, it's reminiscent of the Ramban. The Ramban who says that all the mitzvahs are really for Kali, for Eretz Yisrael. The system is entirety. The objective of the system is that you have an entire system in its entirety. And the mitzvahs now, and the mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz are just, so to speak, training, practice, so that the mitzvahs will continue to exist when they're in their full form. But the system of Torah is meant to function in its fullest form. But the mitzvahs have to exist, and it's through doing them now they're maintained. You know, if the idea is like if we would say that Shas HaKana, let's just stop lighting candles, so then there would be no, the miracle would be removed. So the miracle has to be known, and sometimes the knowledge is relegated to the few individual Jews who are lighting in private, and sometimes it's going to be on a massive scale and it's going to be public. But either way, you're perpetuating the memory of the miracle. But it has to be, you're perpetuating not because you're telling yourself, but you're doing an action which is an active involvement in remembering the Nais. And that action is an action which could be passed on and be obligatory from every single generation, and certain generations will be in private, certain generations will be in public, so the quantity is going to vary. So that's what I'm saying, is that when you have you always have to do it in the highest way possible. So if you could do it by the street. If you can't, do it by your window. If you can, then just do it on your table, and that's enough. Because it means enough. I think that's enough, it sounds good. It's like a quantity. That's enough of a quantity for the mitzvah. You don't say that the mitzvah only exists in a higher quantity than that. Even in the most minimal quantity of the perpetuating the thing, it had like a snare's functions. That's what I meant, that Pearson belongs to a class of activities which are memorialization activities, or something like that, you know? And it's the fullest quantity within that class of activities. It's not an action of publicizing per se. So you'd be like, you could look at it in two ways. Like you could say, like in a business and they're advertising, so they're really looking for publicity. Publicity is the goal. There's no value to have a few individuals knowing about a business. It doesn't do anything. They need publicity. The business exists because of publicity. Without publicity, it's nothing. There's no business. But here, we don't need publicity. But it's just that there's events took place which we want, which we think are valuable to continue to exist in the world. And we want to maintain their existence. Now, for whom do we want to maintain their existence? In theory, for everybody, but if not for everybody, then for somebody, then for the Jews, for whatever. It's a value intrinsically. So again, in a business, there's no value just to have a few people know about it. You can't have a business like that. But here, the ideas are true, and we think they're true ideas. These events took place, and it's important for people to know about it, so everyone people can know about it. So the mitzvah is to do an action of maintaining those events' existence in the world. So it takes place through the mitzvah. There's like two facets to the thing. One facet is like where the holdover till the years when we could do Pearson. And there's another facet is that even now there's a Kiyam that is maintaining its existence. Even forgetting about the future, even right now that you're maintaining its existence through in this minimal form. Okay. So the next thing is a little earlier in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a question about Kavza Zakakla or Kavzayin Zakakla. Okay, I don't exactly want to do that, so again, I'm more interested in the part right which follows it, but I think we have to just talk about it a little bit. So the question is, what does it mean, kavsa zakakla? So kavsa means if the candle goes out. Okay, and zakakla means that you are bound to it. So putting that together, kavsa zakakla means if the candle goes out, you are bound to relight it. Okay, kavsa ein zakakla means that if it goes out, you're not bound to relight it. So it's a machlokas, I believe, on Amoraim, whether or not one is obligated to relight the candle if it goes out. Okay? Is it sufficient to just light the candle? And who cares what happens? Or do you say that no, you're bound to it? You're bound to make sure the thing stays lit, and if it goes out, to relight it. Okay? So it's the Gemara. It's on top of the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and the Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So the question is, quickly, can we give a quick svara for that, just to propel us forward? What's the right? You guys have the facts? Are they clear? Simple idea. You know, maybe there's deeper ideas here, but is the mitzvah just a ma'isa mitzvah, like a regular ma'isa mitzvah, and then you have to do a ma'isa, which is a ma'isa, which will bring about Pearson, but it's in the ma'isa, it's packed into the ma'isa, so you have to light a candle, which could last. Now, if it happens to go out, it happens to go out, but you're doing a ma'isa, which is its nature, is a ma'isa of Pearson, that's the action of being farsim. Or do you say, no, that the mitzvah is to be mefarsim the nes? In other words, you have to be mefarsim the nes via a candle. But it was really, it's mitzvah, like the gavra has to be mifarsis on nes. It's not a maisa. You can't just say it's not a maisa hamitzvah per se. I mean, there is a maisa, but the idea really is that you have to be mifarsim. You have to publicize the miracle through an air. So the lighting of the candle is the action which sets it up. But you're a zaka, kavza zaka kla, means the kavza, because that you're bound to it. It means there's a zika, a tie, bind the gavra to the mitzvah, because he's bound to the result of piercing. It would be like if you hired a publicist. A publicist, he can't just hang up a sign, he has to make sure the sign stays up, because his job is to publicize. It's not just to do an action. An action is very nice, it involves an action. And if the action is successful and it stays up, then that's all he has to do. But his job is to make it, he's bound to the result of the publicity. So the question is the mitzvah of piersim set up purely as a maiso whose innate character is that it will be a mefarsim? Or is the obligation of the person to the gavra has to actually be a mefarsim? And he has to be a mefarsim, then he has to light it, and if it falls out, he has to relight it, and if it falls out, he has to relight it again. He has to bring about the result. It's like a chiddush, so it's different. It's not. It's the result of the piercing is part of what he has to do. The action of hadlaka, since the hadlaka normally lasts, and the normal conditions will last, so therefore the action of lighting, you could say, as a character, as an action of publicizing. Okay, but you can, in that action, it's an action of publicizing. It's like hanging up a billboard is an action of publicizing. Now, even if it falls down, though, then you wouldn't say you actually publicized the thing. Fell down. There's no publicizing. So you did the action whose conceptual nature is one of publicizing, but there's no result of publicizing. So what I'm saying is that the Shittitos Kavzakla holds that the mitzvah isn't just to do an action, it's supposed to be a goal-oriented mitzvah. You have to publicize. And you publicize via your hadlaka, and the hadlaka will bring it about. But if it goes out, then you can't just do it and then walk away. You're bound to the goal of piercing. You must be a mefarsim. I mean, it's not an ordinary maisa mitzvah, according to him. It's really to be mefarsim via the hadlakas ner, but it's really it's being mefarsim. And therefore, you're zakuk. It's through lighting the ner and maintaining the ner. It's like maintaining the ner is part of the thing, because that's the idea of publicizing. In publicizing, maintenance is part of publicizing. Part of publicizing. And so the lighting walking away lacks in publicizing. It's the nature of the activity of publicizing. What do you say? It's like regular maisa mitzvah. Is the Torah packed? The Rabbana packed it into a maisa, to the maisa whose nature is publicized, and that's what you have to do. Does it actually result in it? Look, that's out of your hands. You just do it. The maisa has that character based on Hashem's nature, its potential. This is the point. Is like maybe the Pesach was trying to say. I didn't hear him, but is that like the nature of the action of publicizing? It includes like a span of time. The ordinary actions don't have a span of time, they're just an action. But because the nature of publicizing, it's like an extended action, which includes, because that it means publicizing is something which demands time. I mean, you can't publicize for a second, that's not publicizing. So what you're saying is that it's like one action of publicizing which has extension. It's like an extended action. Right, something like that. It's an extended action which involves lighting it and maintaining it or continuing its existence. That's the nature of the action. You can't make piercing into a momentary action. Although my submissives usually are that way, but it's not the nature of the thing. So it's an extended action. An extended action means it includes maintaining. But I'm saying it's not just time, it includes maintenance of the thing. You know, that's the nature of publicizing. If you hire a guy, you think about it in a real life thing. You hire a guy to publicize for you, it's not good to just put it up. I mean, hopefully, if he does it well, that's all he'll have to do. But as part of that, part of the publicizing means to do, you know, to maintain it. That's, I think, zakuk is a good term. It's like the gavra is, it creates a zika of the gavra to the thing, to the thing which he did. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara tries to bring a proof. The proof is, because there's a statement, that I think it's a brisa, this is a v'raminhu. It's like 10, 15 lines down on Chaf Alfam Beis. End of a line. It says mitzvasa misha tishka chamash techorag menashuk. So the mitzvah is from shkia sunset until techorag menashuk, which means until the people are removed, they are off the streets. The people are no longer on the streets. So what does that mean? What does that indicate? The mitzvah is from shkia until techorag menashuk. How do you have a mitzvah from shkia until? When is it? How does mitzvah extend from Shkia to Harashuk? So the implication is that there's a, that it's an extended action. It's extended, it has extent. So you want to know, the mitzvah is to do mefarsim, to extend, to bring about the result of piercing. For how long? Oh, so it tells you for how long, from Shkia until Ramashak. But if it were just a maisa, what do you mean the mitzvah is from until? The mitzvah doesn't have an extent, it's a single action. So the fact that it's describing the action, the mitzvah is from until, it implies that there is a quantity of time in the action itself. So that implies an extended action, an extended idea of maintaining the, you know, of a bring, of being mefarsim for that length of time. Right, so that's a question on the side who says that Kavzazagla, because otherwise just say, what do you mean? The mitzvah is to light Ashkia. That's it. I mean, it's from until. The mitzvah is light it. Light Ashkia, that's the time. What do you mean it has length? There's no length. So the Gemara answers two answers. One answer is, my love is my love outside the mouth. What does it mean? It doesn't mean if it goes out, you have to relight it. Keep it lit until Shkia, until it's until Ashok. It says, lo, dilo adlik mouth. No, it's saying that it doesn't mean that you have to keep relighting it. You light it one time. But let's say I didn't light it. Let's say I missed Shkia. I missed the proper Zman. So could I do it still? And if so, until when? So it's saying, the mitzvah is you could do it from Shkia up until Techer HaMashok. Okay, that's your amount of time. That's your length of time that you could do it for. Right? You have that long. From Shkia until Ramashak, if it works, if that's the time limit when you can do it, but not that you have it goes out, you have to relight it, but that's the range of when you can do it. If you miss Ramashak, it's too late. Okay, but you can do it from then until then. Okay, so it's a Maisa, and that kind of makes sense because it's a Maisa, but it's a Maisa of Pearson. The Maisa of Pearson has to be at a time where people are out. Right, that makes sense. Time people are out, but not that you have to continually relight, but the action has to have a character of Pearson, has a character of Pearson, because you're lighting a candle at the time when people are out, so it's a character of Pearson. Okay, that's one answer. Second answer says, Inami l'shiura. Okay, or maybe you'll say, no, it doesn't mean that's when you have to relight, that's when you have to light it. Rather, what it means is, mitzvah neshikhan tzorah neshok means the amount of oil that you have to put in the candle is that it will last from Shkia until l'techan neshok. Which is, let's say, a half hour. Okay, it means, that's what it means. The mitzvah is not that you have to keep sitting there and waiting, but when you light it in the first place, you have to put the sufficient amount of oil such that it could last for that entire time. And that's what it means. The mitzvah is from Shkia until Tzorah. That's how much oil you have to have. Okay? That's how much oil you have to have. Okay? Which, does that make sense?
Isn't it Halakha?
Yeah. Yeah, why is it? What's the sense to that? What's the sense to that? So you could say simply because the Maisa is the Maisa of Pearson is publicized. Publicizing when's the time of Pearson? The time of Pearson is the entire time. So he's just saying you don't have to sit there and wait for it to happen and you don't have to be actively involved, but you have to do an action which could produce the Pearson. Which could produce the Pearson, which means for a half hour. Now let's say I would light it. Let's say I would light it late, halfway through the time, then how much oil do I have to put in there? Right? 15 minutes in, how much oil would I have to put in?
15 minutes.
So 15 minutes worth of oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's interpretation one. Or would you say that you have to put in half an hour's worth?
Or a half hour, right? Not clear. Right? It's not clear. Well, let me ask you another question. You have these two answers, right? Is there a machlokas here? What does it mean? According to Kavzalei and Zakla, you don't have to relight it. What does it mean, the mitzvah is from Shkia until Tevah Ashok? First answer is, oh, that means that's when you could do it. Second answer is, oh, that's how much oil you have to put. Are these just two true things, or is there an argument here? Do they agree? Do they disagree? How do you, right? You follow my question? So the Rambam brings them all down. Brings them both down. Okay, and presumably, maybe the Riff also does. Possibly both. You have to light it during that time, and when you do it, you have to put in oil to last until the end of that time. But the Tosos says, well, the Tosos says, the question is, it's a big question, is let's say I miss the time. I come home, Tilvan Ashok is whatever time, let's say it's 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I don't know. And could I still light? Could I still light? So Tosos says, is that you should try to light before that time, because the law, like Malik, according to the first answer, that's when you have to light. He says, but still, you should light afterwards, anyways, after the time. Why? He says, because the second answer doesn't hold by Dila Adag Malik. It holds you could light even after that time. Okay, so since the second answer holds, you can light even after that time, so then you might as well still light. Even the first answer, you're not going to be able to say, because he says that's when you have to do it, during, you know, from during that time. But according to the second answer, he's not learning that that means Tishka Chan Tehu Hashuk means that. He's learned that it means that you have to light it specifically, it means that's how much oil you have to put in there, but not that it has to be during that time. Okay, so therefore he says, you should do it later. You should do it later on anyways. Misafik. Question? Simple shot. The Tosus is saying is, according to the second answer, that really you can light it whenever you want, all night long. But you have to put in a half hour's worth of oil, because that's the time of Tichur HaMashach, Shkiyah until Tichur HaMashach. That's a funny amount of oil to put in. Right? Because it's not, I understand if I'm lighting it during that time at Shkiyah, that's been a half hour, because that's what has to last. But if I'm lighting it, right, I'm lighting it in the middle of the night, I have to put in a half hour, what kind of idea is that? All right, what's a half hour in the middle of 3 o'clock in the morning? What's the difference between 3 to 3:30 and 3 to 2, whatever? All right, what's the sense to it? Right? And also, yeah, you could say they fixed the time. I mean, you could say they had to fix the time. I mean, I think you use a little bit of explanation, but so they had to fix some time, so that's the time they fixed. Something's funny about it. But it's also funny is, what's the machlokas between two answers? Is could you light in the middle of the night or not? I mean, first of all, it's hard to say, how do you light in the middle of the night? What kind of piersim is there? Same question as before. I mean, what kind of piersim is there in the middle of the night? He says there's no halacha that you have to light. That's what he's saying, is there's no halacha that you have to light during when people are out. Doesn't matter. But if you light in the middle of the night, make sure you put in that amount of oil that from that time. But what's the sense of that? I mean, if you tell me because that's the time piercing, then say you have to light during that time. But you say, no, you don't have to light during that time. You can light in the middle of the night. But that's how much oil you put in. It's funny. There's a Rashba who says is that the mitzvah, the reason why you can light all night long is because it's a mitzvah salayla, and a mitzvah salayla, night mitzvahs, however, there's a Mishnah in Megillah, it says all mitzvahs of night go until from Tzeis until Amar HaShachar. And day mitzvahs go are the opposite. So he's saying, since it's a night mitzvah, so he says the mitzvahs you have all night. Right? But he's, presumably you have to answer that. But he says, even the side who says, Ilah Adlik Madlik says that the Diavad you could do it at night. Even though it sounds like not, he says you could do it all night long. But that's I guess, the main question. What's the idea? What's the machlokas about? Whether you could light it all night or you have to light it during the time of piercing. And then secondarily, even according to the side who says that you could do it all night, what's his idea that, that the amount of oil is, the shear of the oil. We get the answer for the other shittos is the Mishnah does say, the mitzvah of the night to go all night. So how are you going to answer that and say, no, here it has to be until Tachar HaShach? And that's not what the Mishnah seems to say, so I mean, you have to explain that. That's the Rashba's argument. If you want, you can look at the Rashba. But I mean, what's Tosos, for instance, going to say back to that, or the simple way to read the Gemara to say back to that?